Good evening and welcome to tonight's program. Our guest is the world-known Dr. Charles Adams, who has sparked a great deal of attention over the past several years for his research in the area of language learning. His new book, Learning a Language Over Eggs and Toast, has been on the bestseller list for the past 6 weeks. Welcome to our program. Now, Dr. Adams, tell us about your book and how to learn a language.
Ah, it's a pleasure to be here. Well, one of the most important keys to learning another language is to establish a regular study program, like planning a few minutes every morning around breakfast time. But I'm not implying that we can become fluent speakers in a matter of a few minutes here and there, but rather following a regular, consistent, and focused course of study can help us on the way to the promised land of language mastery. And remember, there is a difference between native fluency and proficiency in a language, and I am proposing the latter.
So, what are some of the basic keys you are suggesting in the book?
Well, as I just mentioned, people need to plan out their study by setting realistic and attainable goals from the beginning. I mean, some people get caught up in the craze of learning the language in 30 days, only to become disappointed when they don't perform up to their expectations. And small steps, little by little, are the key. For example, planning to learn 5 new vocabulary words a day and to learn to use them actively is far better than learning 30 and forgetting them the next day. And people often have different ways of learning and approach learning tasks differently. Some people are visual learners who prefer to see models of the patterns they are expected to learn. Others are auditory learners who favor hearing instructions, for example, over reading them. Now, our preferences are determined by many factors, for example, personality, culture, and past experience. For me, I'm a very tactile learner. It might seem a little unusual, but moving around while trying to learn and memorize material helps me a great deal. While I cut up tomatoes and onions for my omelet in the morning, I might recite aloud vocabulary to the rhythm of the knife. But it is important to remember that often our learning styles are not singular in nature, but are often very multidimensional, and we tend to learn differently in different situations.
Question 16. How long has Dr. Adams' new book been on the bestseller list? Question 17. According to Dr. Adams, what is one of the most important keys to learning another language? Question 18. According to Dr. Adams, how do people learn and approach learning tasks?